In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the topic.
哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续来学习。
Awesome as an army with banners.
今天要威武如展开旌旗的军队。
Listen to Song of Songs.
我们看雅歌。
Chapter 6.
雅歌第六章。
We just now mentioned there must be some conditions that we have to acquire before we can actually fight for the Lord Jesus.
那今天早上我们学习过，今天我们要为主而征战之前，我们有一些条件必须要达到。
First of all, we can see we must invite Jesus to come into the garden.
第一，我们必须要邀请耶稣基督进入这个花园里。
This garden is the church.
这个园子就是教会。
This inviting Jesus to come means the Holy Spirit entering into the garden, the hearts of human minds of human of people.
我们今天请耶稣进入这个园子的意思就是请他的灵住在我们心里。
Then we can begin to work for him.
有他的灵以后，我们就可以跟他同工。
You can see how wonderful verse 2. My beloved has come to his gardens, and you can see the result: beds of spices, feeding in the gardens, gathering lilies, etc. Very beautiful.
那当这个灵和耶稣进入我们心中以后，我们就可以从第二节看到这些许多美好的结果。
And then we can be also.
这样我们就可以变成是很威武。
That means we can fight, we can defend.
很威武的意思就是我们今天可以进攻，也可以防守。
This is very important.
这对我们来说是很重要的。
Sometimes a church is only defensive.
有时候一个教会只是在一直在防守。
Not reaching out to many people.
今天这个教会没有出去想要救人的
命。It's difficult. It's difficult for the church to grow.
那这样的话，教会要成长是很难的。
If we don't go out to be offensive, to preach the word of God, sometimes we can't even do this defensive work.
如果今天我们没有去进攻、去传福音、去攻击的话，那今天要来防守也是很难的。
Because as we go out and attack the enemies, we have to be equipped. We have to pray more. We have to know the word of God more. And naturally, we will be very powerful also pastoring the church.
那因为今天我们要去打仗，要去跟敌人战力的时候，我们必须要穿上属灵的军装，所以我们要常常的灵修。那在做这样的如此之中，我们也可以来牧养教会。
So this army is a group of people, not just single one person.
所以这个军队不是只是一个人在打，而是一群人在打。
Banners means victory.
那这个军旗的意思就是代表我们有胜利。
This is the expectation of God from us today in the end time, from the true Jesus throughout the whole world.
这个就是神在我们末世教会、真耶稣教会里面的期盼。
As we study, as we work, as we fight for the Lord.
那当我们一起学习、一起为主来打仗的时候
，You can see there are other requirements.
我们可以看到也有其他的条件，我们必须要达到。
Turn our eyes toward Jesus.
我们的眼目必须要常常看着耶稣。
Don't look at people.
不是看人。
Sometimes when we look at people too much, we can be discouraged.
有时候我们常看人的话，我们会丧气自信。
Look at him, he is not very spiritual.
因为我们看他这个人，其实他也没有很属灵啊。
Look at this worker, he is not very good.
你看看这个工人，他也有软弱。
Then we can be discouraged.
那我们自己可能就会丧气自信。
But if we turn our eyes toward Jesus.
可是当我们的眼视看耶稣的时候
，God will empower us.
神就会加添我们能力。
God will help us to solve problems surrounding us.
神会帮助我们把我们周围的问题给拿掉。
This kind of turning our eyes towards God, towards Jesus. Jesus said, "Oh, your love is so great. I don't even dare to see you because when I look at you, your love arrests my heart."
那当我们把我们的眼目看着耶稣的时候，当他看我们的时候，他就不敢看我们，因为我们把我们的心放在他里面。
We can make Jesus feel that we are so good, and Jesus says, "Turn away from me." That was fine.
那在第五节就像这边讲了说我不敢看你也不敢看你的眼目
This is said by Jesus.
那这是耶稣自己讲的
Jesus asked us to turn our eyes away from him
他叫我说求你把你的眼转离我
That means your love actually can overcome me
这就代表说今天你的爱可以感动我
You dare to die for me
你今天愿意为我而死
Look at James
那我们看看雅各
Look at Stephen
我们看看斯蒂凡
Look at Peter
看看彼得
Look at Paul
保罗
Look at many other workers who are ready even to die for the Lord Jesus.
你看过圣经上很多工人都为主而死。
If they are not frightened of death,
如果他们今天没有怕死
，What else can frighten them?
那今天还有什么好怕呢
？That this kind of love toward Jesus touched Jesus so much.
所以就是因为这样的爱可以感动神的心。
The song is very beautiful.
那这个雅歌是很美的。
Even though you know it is something that is to tell us we love God so much, and yet Jesus turn away from me.It's just the opposite. Your love attracts me, it means.
所以在这边讲说我们的爱多么美，然后主叫我们说不要看我，可是这只是在解释说我们的爱是多么的美，一直到可以感动到他。
Your love actually have overcome me.
你的爱其实已经胜过我了。
Can we overcome God?
我们今天可以胜过神吗？
Can we overcome Jesus?
我们可以胜过耶稣吗？
Yes, we can.
其实是可以的。
That means we can touch Jesus to listen to our prayers.
意思就是说，我们今天用我们的祷告可以感动他的心。
This is called overcoming Jesus.
这就是胜过耶稣。
Not fighting against him, defeating him in a sense that we know of.
当然不是说我们今天跟他是用来打战而已。
How can we fight against God? Against God? No,
我们今天怎么可以跟神打架呢？不可能的。
So we overcome God, overcome Jesus. We can touch Jesus to listen to us and work with us as we humble ourselves.
所以说，我们今天说我们胜过耶稣，就是用我们的爱去感动他，然后在他面前谦卑，所以他可以听我们的祷告。
If we want to fight victoriously,
如果今天你想要打胜的话
，we need to do more spiritual work.
我们今天有更多属灵的工作要做。第五节
，Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me.
求你调转你的眼目，不看我。
But then your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Zealot.
你的头发如同山羊躺卧在基列山旁。
What is this? What does this mean? This part of the verse.
那这一句到底是在讲什么呢
？Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Zealot.
你的头发如同山羊躺卧在基列山旁。
Zealot is not just one single mountain.
那基列山这边写山旁，不是一座山而已。
Actually, it means a series of mountains going down. You know, mountains going down.
其实这边是很多座山在一起。
A series of mountains from top half, you know, a tower and then going down.
那我们可以想象说，有一座很多座山，然后又高又低，又高又低，大家在一起。
Actually, is in Chinese it says it's a line, but actually in the original version is going down from up to the bottom.
那虽然中文这边是讲说在山旁，可是原本的字就是上山又下山，又上山再下来。
From top going down from top to bottom，
意思就是从山上一直到山下。
Going down from Mount Zealot，
一直从最顶到最下面。
Hair like a flock of goats，
头发如同山羊一样。
Rolling down from Mount Zealot，
一直从山上一直到山下。
What does it mean？
什么意思呢
？Hair means in the ancient time means what？Obedience.
那头发在旧古时代就是代表说你今天顺服。
Even in the Pauline letters, hair means obedience.
一直从在保罗的书信里，你也看到说头发就是代表顺服。
So, it is very important for us to obey God as a condition to be awesome as an army with banners.
所以今天如果你要成为一个威武族，展开这个兵器的金币的话，你就必须要学习怎么顺服。
Without obedience, we cannot fight for the Lord Jesus.
没有顺服的话，我们没有办法为主而征战。
We can be united.
我们可以同心。
But that unity might not be with the unity of God.
可是我们今天可能不一定是跟神同心。
So unity alone will not fight for the Lord.
所以今天只是靠同心的话，我们不会办法得胜。
Look at Adam and Eve.
我们看看亚当跟夏娃。
They were united.
他们也是同心呢，可是他们就是犯罪了。
Against God,
是对敌神的。
Look at the Korah group in the time of Moses.
那我们看看可拉岛。
Were they not this group with 250 people? Were they not united?
难道这250可拉党他们没有同心吗
？Of course they were united.
当然他们也是同心一致的。
But what did they do?
可是他们做了什么呢
？They went against God.
他们是抵挡神的。
They went against Moses.
抵挡摩西。
And the consequences were terrifying.
那他们的结论这是很可悲的。
God opened the earth to swallow them.
神让地大震动，开口把他们吞没
fire, from above to them.
所以他们就被吞没了
fire.
而火降下来
from above to
从天上降下来把他们给烧灭
That kind of unity did not please God.
那这样的同心其实不会
Yes, they were united with power and strength.
没有错他们也是很同心有能力的
So with unity, with strength, still not sufficient.
所以今天 有同心又有能力其实还是不够
What do we need?
那我们需要什么呢
？Obedience。
我们需要来顺服。
In the church, for example, we cannot group together as different groups to go against each other。
就像今天的教会，我们不能分争结党。
This group is very united。
这个组今天很同心。
But they go against another group。
可是因为他们很同心，所以他跟别人结党。
Phenomenon is not wanted in the church。
那这样的情况在教会是不可以允许的。
God doesn't allow that to happen。
神不希望这样的事情在教会发生。
Just like he did not allow the Korah group to exist。
就像他今天消灭这个可拉党一样
We have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神帮助我们
We love him, he loves us so much.
我们今天很爱神因为他先爱我们
We obey him because not just we love him.
我们今天顺服他不是因为只我们爱他
Because we want to eventually reach our destination.
可是因为我们有一天想要达到我们最后的
So to fight for the Lord Jesus, we must have unity power and obedience.
所以，我们今天要为神打仗，我们必须要同心，要他的能力，然后我们要来顺服。
This series of mountains can represent obstacles.
那这一串的
七列山 in our service to the Lord.
在我们的生命中，也可以代表说，我们今天会遇到的一些困难。
With obedience, we can overcome many obstacles like mountains.
今天我们如果有顺服的话，那这些困难我们都可以克服。
Because he says, your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Zion.
因为这边讲说，你的头发如头山羊，躺卧在基利山旁一样。
It means as we obey God, we might face difficulties, problems, obstacles, opposition, misunderstanding.
这就代表说，当我们今天顺服神的时候，我们可能会遇到很多的患难、跟问题、跟误会。
But we don't have to worry too much.
可是我们今天不用担心。
We might suddenly come down to a valley.
有的时候我们可能会从山上下到山谷。
But we have to go up again and then come
over
the mountain.
然后再跨越别的山。
Is it not true in our life?
那难道其实我们生命中就是这样子
？Think about our life up to now.
想想看我们现在的一生。
We have gone through many mountains.
我们常常都是在爬山。
And it's gone through.、Huh?
我们是在经过这个山区。
Why is it possible?
为什么我们可以这样经过
？Why we are able to overcome our problems are sometimes, you know, very sad encounters.
为什么我们可以一而再、再而三的克服我们这个痛苦跟困难
？Because of obedience.
因为我们的顺服。
And God give us power.
神加添我们能力。
And this going down from Mount Zion really means power from God, so that we can overcome mountains, obstacles. Means, with our spiritual power of creativity and dynamism.
那从这个山上下来又上去，真的是代表就是说，在属灵里我们得到神的能力跟他的智慧，然后帮助我们克服我们所有的困难。
Creativity and dynamism very important.
那这个
创造力
是很重要的。
Dynamism 冲劲力，向上前冲。Dynamism
往前冲的这股力量。
The two powers very important.
那这两个在一起是很有力量的。
And then we can go through all the mountains.
有这两个因素的话，我们就可以通过所有
的山。Creativity means when you've got a problem, we pray and then we know how to plan and change the problem into something.
那创造力就是说。当我们碰到问题，我们祷告神给我们智慧，让我们知道怎么样来处理。
We must have this kind of creative power.
我们必须要有这个创造的能力。
This is not our own, but from God.
这当然不是自己来的，而是从神而来。
And also, we must be able to force ourselves forward by the power of God.
还有，我们今天要借着神的努力，一直往前的冲。
This is only possible by God's help with total obedience.
那今天，如果我们可以真正的是顺服他，我们才可以得到这样的能力。
If we want to work for God.
如果今天我们想要为主而工
we need to obey God.
我们必须要顺服
When we obey God, we have to work together in harmony and respect one another. Respect each other's opinions.
那今天大家在同工的时候我们要顺服然后尊重对方意见
This is very important.
这对我来说是很重要的
Without that, we cannot overcome the mountains.
如果没有顺服的话我们今天就没有办法经过这
些地列山 So obedience therefore is also indispensable to be able to fight to be like anAwesome army, huh? With banners.
所以今天如果要像一个威武、展开旌旗的军队打仗的话，我们绝对不可以缺少顺服这个条件。
Not only this, we need further conditions.
不止如此，我们还有需要别的条件。
Look at verse six.
一看第六节。
Your teeth are like a flock of sheep which have come up from the washing.
你的牙齿如一群母羊洗净上来。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？Teeth are the very important part of.Or tools of sheep. Without them, the sheep cannot live on.
那今天一只羊如果没有牙齿的话，它不能吃，它就不能活。
So these teeth represent what our work and our tools and service to the Lord.
所以这个牙齿就代表我们今天对神的奉献跟崇拜。
Work.
我们的工作。
So as we work for God.
所以今天我们为主而工。
Just like the sheep desiring to live on, they must do some work with their teeth.
就好像今天一只羊，它今天要活的话，它一定要用它的牙齿去做工。
The only thing is to eat for them, of course.
那它做什么工呢？当然是去吃草。
But for us, we have to do the work for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那对我们来讲，我们要做主的工。
But this kind of work for the Lord is washed and clean, according to this verse.
那如果照这一节来讲，我们今天做的工必须要洗净。
That means our work to the Lord Jesus Christ is with good motives.
这代表说，我们今天为主而工，我们的动机一定要是清洁的。
I do this not because I want to be glorified.
我今天做这些事情不是因为我想要得荣耀。
I want to be a board member, not because I want to control.
我今天想要做负责人不是因为我想要有能力。
Control.
我想要控制。
I'm to be a deacon or an elder not because I want to have a name.
我今天想要当长老执事，不是因为有个名声。
Because I feel I love him.
而是因为我爱神。
I want to do more work for him.
我想要多为他工作。
This kind of mentality is very clean and pure.
这样的心态是很清洁的。
We want to be full-time workers.
我们今天想要做个全职的工人。
Not because of money.
当然不是因为钱啊。
If for money, then we do something else.
如果是钱的话，我早就去从职别行了。
This kind of purity to serve God would inspire God.
这样单纯的心来侍奉神的话，会感动神。
So it is important for us to examine ourselves.
所以今天我们要自省是很重要的。
Are our teeth washed and clean?
我们要确定说我们的牙齿间是洗净的。
Ask ourselves.
我们要问自己。
And then if we think and ask, and then we can become better and better spiritually.
所以我们可以一直想，然后一直来反省的话，我们在属灵中一直在进步。我们要很小心。
As we serve God,
今天在侍奉的时候
then we don't have joy.
那我们就不会
Why?
就会有喜乐。为什么呢？
Teeth not clean.
因为你的牙齿不干净。
Not pure.
不清洁。
Look at Saul.
看看扫罗。
Definitely spiritually Saul's teeth not very clean at all.
那其实属灵的牙齿他来讲话其实很不
Saul.
扫罗。他的属灵牙齿是不干净的。
Why?
为什么？
When somebody who was actually his very powerful assistant, David, was praised a little bit more than him,
那当他的
he was very upset.
当他的下面的一个大卫被赞美比他还要多的时候，他就很生气了。
His most powerful general at the time.
那时候是他的大力的元帅。
Actually, it must be a blessing to him.
其实对他来讲是一个
David must be a blessing.
大卫对他来讲是一个恩典。
Value David and work together with him.
他应该要多多重用他才对。
But what happened?
可是发生什么事呢？
Teeth not clean.
他牙齿不干净。
His service not right.
他的动机不对。
And what happened?
所以呢？
And to be jealous of David.
他就开始嫉妒。
The jealousy turns into hatred.
他的嫉妒就变成了恨。
The hatred turns into killing.
因为他恨他很多，所以他想杀他。
So, jealousy, hatred, killing all combined were able to invite the devil to come into him.
所以因为今天他嫉妒又恨又想要杀他，所以邪灵就进入他心里。
He invited the evil spirit to come into him.
其实他自己是要求那个邪灵进来的。
And then he was confused.
然后他就失去了自我。
When the evil spirit came into him, just like today in Africa, some people possessed by the devil, they are spiritually, you know, physiologically, mentally, they are blind. They don't know what they're doing.
那今天在非洲，如果看到被邪灵附身的人的话，不管是他心灵还是肉体来讲，他们都不知道他们在自己做什么。
David and Saul was the same at the time.
那扫罗当时也是一样的。
One day, he said to David, "My love, my son, I love you so much."
有一天他可能会跟大卫讲说我啊我很爱你。
Next day he said, I'm going to kill you with my spear.
隔天他可能就想拿枪要杀他。
Confusion in the life of Saul.
真的从扫罗中间我们看得出来他是不知道在做什么。
Service, yes, he worshiped God. He led the people of God.
那当然他也服侍了神啊因为他带领以色列人。
But his teeth were not washed.
可是他的牙齿很可惜的没有洗干净。
We need to wash our teeth as we work for God.
我们必须在服侍神之前要把我们牙齿洗干净。
This tells us we have to be sanctified in our life.
这就告诉我们说在我们生命中我们必须要是洁净的。
Really, not just the workers have to be sanctified. Everybody in the eyes of God, in the church must be sanctified.
今天每一个人包括工人在神的眼中都必须要是洁净的。
If all of us are sanctified,
如果今天大家都是洁净的
awesome as an army of banners.
那在一起的话我们就是个威武如展开旌旗
的军队。The devil will flee from us.
魔鬼看到我们，他就要逃跑。
Because Satan is very frightened of people praying a lot.
因为今天魔鬼看到会很怕那种常祷告的人。
He was frightened by people who are holy.
他也很怕那种清洁的人。
And then we can work for God.
如果如此的话，我们就可以为他工作。
If we are sanctified.
今天如果我们是清洁的
，And then you can see we can be united.
那我们就可以看
very spiritually.
在属灵里，我们就可以团结合一。
Look at verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Everyone bears twins.
来个每个都有双子。
Everyone, every sheep is like a member, a believer.
那每一只羊，我们都可以把它比较为每一个信徒。
But everyone bears twins.
个个都有生子，双子。
What do you mean by twins?
那这双子是什么意思
？Twins means they are identical.
双生就是双胞胎的意思。
They must be united in many bare manners. Twins are almost 100% identical physically.
那我们今天如果看这个双胞胎，其实他们的肉体的看起来真的是一模一样。
This is unity.
这就代表是一个同心。
Spiritually, it means we all work together in unity.
属灵来讲，就是我们同心合一。
If we are pure in our minds, in our hearts,
如果我们今天心里是清洁的，牙齿洗净了
，How can we not be united?
我们怎么可能在属灵不是同心的呢
？When I look at this brother or this worker, very powerful, I love him. I pray for him. We work together.
今天怎么可能我看到某个弟兄、某个工人，他很有恩赐，我不为他而祷告了？
How can we not work together?
怎么可能没有同心合一的工作？
How can we not bear twins?
我们怎么可能没有像个双胞胎一样？
So this unity is important.
所以这种同心合一、同心的精神是很重要的。
Emphasis is unity in purity.
那我的重点是我们今天必须要在清洁上面有同心。
Oh, not like Ananias and the wife.
不像亚拿尼亚跟他的妻子一样。
They were united.
他们也同心啊
，But to go against the Holy Spirit.
可是他们同心来抵挡圣灵。
No good.
那结果也不好。
And you know the result was very terrifying punishment from God.
那我们知道他们的结果也是很可怕的。
So to be clean, to be united in holiness, very important.
所以我们今天可以洁制，然后一起同心，在圣洁里同心
是很
重要的。
The result.
那我们这样做结果是什么呢
？None is barren among them.
就说没有一只上吊子的。
And in the English version, it means.Not one is an unable to give birth.
那英文的意思就是说，没有一只羊没有办法生育。
Everyone can give birth.
每一只都可以生育。
Everyone is not barren.
没有一只是没有办法生育。
It means everybody can do something for the Lord.
意思就是每一个人都可以为主而工。
This is really awesome as an army with bands.
这就是为什么今天如几军旗的军队是这么的威武的原因。
These conditions in verse 6.
因为就是在这个第六节我们达到的
unity
清洁同心
fruitfulness
然后又结果
how wonderful
是多么美的事
then we can fight for the Lord Jesus in the end time not just in the United States but in different countries of the world
我们在末世的时候不只是在美国而在全世界都可以为他而征战
really working for God is a blessing
真的今天为主而工是一个福气
do not think hey I have sacrificed so much I work for God so much I have sacrificed a lotOne thing like this.
我们不应该想说我们今天为主牺牲了多少。
Replace the word sacrifice by the word blessings.
我们今天应该把这个牺牲换于是一个恩典。
In other words, if we can work for God, one thing, I sacrifice my time, my money, my life. But think about this is the blessing.
意思就是说，我们以后不应该这样想说我为主牺牲了多少，而想说我为主这样做得到了多少的福气。
This is a very important mentality.
这是一个很重要的观念。
So sometimes people said to me, "Oh, you sacrifice a lot. You go to Africa."
所以有时候常常会有人跟我说，哇，你牺牲这么多，你常去非洲。
I said, "No, no, no, no. It's a blessing."
我说不是这样啊，对我来说是一个恩典。
You can come with us and go.
你应该跟我一起去啊。
If you don't want to come to Africa, go to India.
你不想去非洲，那你去印度也可以、啊。
Other countries.
别的国家。
Or if you don't want to go to other countries, make sure you preach in your local church.
你就算你不想出国，那你自己在本地传福音。
You don't want to preach in other countries, but your local church you don't do anything.
你如果不想去外面传福音，那你在教会也不想传。
How can you do something for the Lord?
你怎么样可以为主做工呢
？We need to be really able to give birth. Paul says spiritually.
那这边像我们这边讲的，就像保罗讲的，我们必须要可以生育属灵的生育。
We have to give birth. Everyone of us spiritually.
我们每一个人在属灵都必须要有这个生育的能力。
People to the Lord.
意思就是我们把人带到神的面前。
Really, we need to do something for Jesus.
真的，我们必须为主而做工。
Because our life in this world is very short. How many more years we can live on? We don't know.
因为其实没有人可以知道我们今天在世界上还可以活多久。
This year, I've seen with my own eyes 20 people who pass away.
那今年我自己个人用亲眼看到20人在我的面前，就是离世。
And these 20 people, I know, I knew them.
那其实这二十个人，我个人都认识他。
Some in Africa.
有些在非洲。
Some in Malaysia.
有些在马来西亚。
Some in UK.
有些在英国。
But one very touching one, of course, my father who passed away in the beginning of the year.
可是其中一个就是我的父亲在年初过世了。
I love him very much.
我很爱他。
He loves us so much.
那我父亲也很爱我们。
But thank God, during the time of funeral service, really, more joy than sorrowfulness.
感谢主，在我在丧礼的时候，其实我是比我的喜乐比我的哀痛还要多。
Among all the relatives, children, you know.
那当时所有的亲戚啊家人都在
Everybody felt joy rather than sorrowfulness
大家的感觉就是他们的喜乐比较多
Of course, there were a few drop of tears. That is inevitable.
那当然，流泪是一定会有的。
But the thing is, because my God, by God's grace, my father did, you know, he was in the church for more than 30 years working.
可是借着神的恩典，因为我的父亲服侍了神三十多年。
As a deacon, and he was very, very hardworking.
身为执事的他，他为主牺牲了很多。
And God gave him good health.
所以神也给他一个很强壮的身体。
But at the age of that old age, almost 90 years old, God called him to come back.
那一直到他九十岁的时候，神就召回他回家了。
We need to work for God.
我们今天每一个人都必须为主工作。
We cannot be barren.
我们今天不能是没有办法生育的。
He says here, everyone is no must not be barren.
这边说没有一个是失掉子的。
It means none is barren.
意思就是说每一个人都必须有这个生育的能力。
We have to do something for God.
代表我们要为他工作。
If we truly want to do this.
如果我们真的想要这样做，
we have to further cultivate ourselves.
我们就必须要属灵的来、加强强练自己。
Look at verse 7.
看第七节。
This is another condition.
这是我们另外一个条件。
Like a piece of pomegranate are your temples behind your veil.
如同一块石榴，然后你的两太阳在帕子内，如同一条石榴。
This is very wonderful.
这个也是很美的一件事。
To be awesome as an army finest, we need to be like a piece of pomegranate.
那今天我们要威武，如同展开旌旗的军队的话，我们也要像一块石榴。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？Not one piece of pomegranate.
不是一块而已。
Not one whole one. Not one whole one.
不是一颗。
It's one piece.
是一片。
The inner, if you cut.If you break the pomegranate into two parts, two pieces,
今天我们如果把这个石榴割成两半的话
oh, you can see the inner bits of the pomegranate, very beautiful.
你就可以看到它里面其实也是很美的
very juicy.
那它里面有很多汁
pinkish,
然后是红色的
whitish,
也有白色的
as if full of life.
那看到里面它有生命
this is our inner.
这就是我们里面的生命。
So、inner beauty，
这是我们的内在美。
So this verse tells us our inner beauty is important if we want to be an army with banners。
所以这一节告诉我们说，如果我们今天要威武如展取旌旗的精兵的话，我们的内在美其实是很重要的。
Not just to show others that we are good in external behaviors。
当然不是只让外人看到说我们外面的行为很好。
Of course, external behaviors must be good。
当然，我们外面的行为也是很重要，也需要是好的。
Must be stemmed from the heart, from within us。
可是我们外面的行为必须要从心而出。
This heart is good。
我们的心必须要是正。
External behaviors will be wonderful。
所以如果如此的话，我们的行为就是好的。
So the one piece of pomegranate is very important.
所以一块石榴是很重要的。
It means inner beauty is enhanced.
这代表说我们的里面的美是更美。
That can only be through prayers.
那我们只能用祷告而达成。
With a lot of Bible reading.
那多读经。
Attending seminars.
多参加讲习会。
Attending convocations.
参加灵恩会。
Attending many services.
参加不住的一直参
加聚会。Many Bible studies.
查经。
Fellowshipping together,
一起团契
and then you can see we can become a beautiful piece of pomegranate.
如果可以这样如此，我们就会变成一块很美的石榴。
If you look at this carefully, like a piece of pomegranate, are the temples behind your veil?
那我们注意看这边想说，你两太阳在麦子内中的。
Just read verse 7.
就像第七节。
That piece of pomegranate actually is covered by a veil.
那这一块石榴其实是在是被这个麦子给盖起来。
But it's a piece of pomegranate, just like the temples behind temples here, temples.
那这就好像是一个
temples 这个 temples 太阳穴，
好像我们的太阳穴一样。
Temples, temples. So the one piece of pomegranate is just like the temples or temples. That means our inner beauty now is expressed outwardly, people can see.
那就代表说。这个石榴好像我们太阳穴的意思，就是说我们今天的内在美可以把它放泄出来，所以大家可以看到。
The temples are very visible parts of the forehead, right?
因为今天我们看一个人的脸的话，我们可以看到他的太阳穴。
Very obvious,
很清楚。
But then sometimes we can be blocked by a veil.
可是有时候呢，它可能会被一个帕子给粘住。
What is this veil?
那这帕子是什么意思呢
？Could be sufferings,
可能是受苦。
Could be difficulties in life.
可能是我们生命中一些难题
sorrowfulness in our livelihood
可能是我们遇到一些难过的事情
misunderstanding
误会。
Then all this is like a veil covering us, as if we cannot see God anymore.
那这些种种事情发生，就好像一个帕子把我们盖住，让我们一直看不到神。
God, where are you?
神啊，我们你在哪
？If you are here,
如果你在此
，Why we see some members are not holy?
为什么我们看到一些不圣洁的信徒
？If you are with us in the garden,
如果你今天在这个公园里在一起
，Why there still some fighting?
为什么还会有纷争结党
？Why there still some kind of disharmony?
为什么还会有不和的事
？We ask questions as if we don't know why.
我们常常是因为不知而问问题。
But then, this veil representing all these kind of calamities or tribulations, sufferings or agonies in the church cannot block us. We can still express our beauty like a piece of pomegranate.
可是虽然这个帕子可能代表我们在生命中会遇到的这些难题，可是呢，它没有办法阻止我们来成为一块石榴。
That's why, like a piece of pomegranate, are your temples, that means your behaviors, are still visible by others.
所以第七节才说，你两太阳在帕子内，如同一块石榴，就像说我们的行为还是可以在大家面前被看到。
So good behaviors towards God, towards man, still very much visible, even though we are surrounded by a lot of problems in life.
意思就是说，虽然我们今天生命中有很多问题跟难题，可是我们在人的面前还是可以有可以被看到的好行为。
It tells us we cannot be discouraged by our environment.
这就是告诉我们说，我们不能为我们的环境而丧气。
好 ，That is very clear.In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 4.
那在以赛亚书42章24节这样讲，第四节
，Jesus will never be discouraged.
耶稣永远不会丧气的。
It is prophesied 700 years before Jesus was born.
这个是他在降生700年前就已经预言了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he made up his mind to save the whole world.
因为他已经决定要救于全世界。
We need to have this kind of mentality.
我们今天也要同样的信心。
We might be covered by a veil.
可能我们今天的脸是被一个帕子盖住。
But we must not be discouraged.
可是我们不能丧气。
We can also still continue to express our inner beauty in our actions.
我们还是今天可以用我们的行为来表现我们的内爱。
From our inner action, in the heart to express our actions.
从我们的心，我们内心出来，我们可以用外面来表现。
How wonderful!
是多么美的事。
Be a piece of pomegranate, even covered by veil.
如同一块石榴，就算今天你被帕子而盖住。
Not only this,
不但如此。
Look at verse 8 and verse 9.
我们看第八、第九节。
It's another condition.
这是另外一个条件。
What is this condition?
条件是什么呢
？From verse 8 and verse 9, we can see a very important condition.
那第八、第九节，我们看到一个很重要的条件。
We have to make sure that other people can praise and can bless the true Jesus Church.
那我们今天要确定说，别人看到我们真耶稣教会可以赞美。然后祝福我们教会。
We have to make sure that people can bless and praise.
那我们要确定别人可以赞美跟祝福我们教会。
This is important.
这个是很重要的。
If we can do this,
如果我们可以这样做
，we can be awesome as an army of battles.
我们今天就可以威武，如同展开惊奇的军队。第八节。
There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. Verse 8. My dove, my prophet.
第九。
The only one.The only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her, the daughters of her, and called her blessed, the queens and concubines, and they praised her.
第九节，我的鸽子，我的完全人，只是这一位，只是这一个，是他母亲独生的，是生养他者所爱的，是众女子看见就称他有福。王后妃嫔见了他，也赞美他。
What do they mean? These two verses.
那这什么意思呢
？You can see 60 queens, 80 concubines, virgins without number.
那我们这边可以看到68后跟80妃嫔，并有无数的童女。
80 are not literal. That means many. 60, 80 means many, many.
那这个数字六十八十其实只是代表说很多很多。
These are the queens or the concubines. For them to call, for people to call themselves queens and concubines, there must be a king.
那今天如果有后有妃嫔有妃嫔的话，那今天一定就有个王。
They call themselves. 他自称。
他们自称他们自己是是后跟妃嫔。
There must be a king.
那今天就一定有个王的。
There are many churches in the world, denominations. They call Jesus king, king, king.
那今天在这世界上有很多不同的教派，也是说耶稣基督是王。
And inside this community, this denomination, we can see virgins without number, many, many of them, many believers.
那今天在这个基督教里面，我们也可以看到无数的童女，就是代表今天有很多的信徒。
What are the virgins?
这些童女是什么意思呢
？Yeah, not.Girls who have not given birth before, no, no.
那童女不是代表说今天还没有生育的女生。
These are the people, the believers in different denominations. They themselves don't know the Bible. They're ignorant, they're innocent about the truth. And they just follow their pastors, their priests, you know, their leaders.
这些童女只是代表说今天在各个教会的信徒 他们今天对圣礼跟教育无知而他们只是跟着他们的领导者这样信
So many denominations with many virgins without number.
所以这边有无数的童女就代表说今天有无数的人
They call Jesus my king.
他们称呼耶稣基督是我的王
Maybe loosely, maybe truly.
也许是真的,也许是假的
But then what does Jesus reply?
可是耶稣跟他说什么呢
Verse 9
第九节,
My dog, my perfect one.
我的鸽子,
He's the only one.
只是这一个
What Jesus means here is, Yes, there are so many churches and denominations in the world, they say, they call me Lord, Lord.
耶稣的意思说, 今天世界上虽然有这么多人称呼我为主,
But you might not go to heaven.
可是如果今天你想进天国的话,
Is it not what Jesus says? You may not go to heaven.
耶稣说你今天可能不一定会进天国。
If you call yourself queens, concubines, and virgins, You know, you might not go to heaven.
今天不管你今天称呼你自己是后啊，还是卑鄙呢，还是童女，你不一定进天国。
Because this is what Jesus said.
因为耶稣是这样说的。
Many people call me Lord, Lord, but they might not go to heaven unless they follow the will of God.
很多人称呼我主啊，主啊，可是今天你不遵守我的道理去行的话，你就不能进天国。
If we want to study, we must look at the verses carefully.
如果今天我们要学习，我们必须要注意的看。
We have to read the verse as we study.
我们今天一边读要一边学习。
If we close our eyes, because we cannot see.
当然我们今天如果眼睛闭起来我们怎么看得到呢
So my dog My perfect one He's the only one
我的鸽子我的完全人 只有这一个
What is it? This is the one true church in the end time
这就是代表说我们今天是末日的独一教会
The only one mother One born by her mother
唯一的母亲唯一的一个
Is also the one church
这就是独一的教会
The favorite of the one who bore her
是他羊所爱的
Ah, good news We can see from this verse
这边我们看到一个好消息
What is the good news?
这是什么好消息呢?
The daughter sees the true Jesus church
今天我们来找到真耶稣教会的人
The daughter, the daughters
这些众女看到了
Who are the daughters?
这些众女是谁呢?
Of course, Song of Songs is using different words to talk about the same thing
当然在雅歌他是用不同的字来解释不同的事情 代表
For example, queens, concubines, virgins They are just the daughters of the world
那比如就是说这些后啊这些妃嫔跟这些童女其实都是这些子女众女
They will come to the true Jesus church
他们也会来真耶稣教会
They can see the true Jesus church
他们可以看到真教会
What do they do?
那他们做了什么事呢?
They're told to see her Her means the only one
那这边看到她就是这个唯一的
The true church in the end time
就是代表末世的真教会
When these daughters When these other church other churches and denomination members When they see this one, only one of God, that means they have listened to the perfect gospel of salvation, preached by an army, awesome with banners.
当这些众女就是代表别教会在末日看到这个唯一的教会的时候，他就会赞美他。那他们传的是什么呢？ 他们所传的就是这个威扬。
我们所传的。 They hear, they would listen from this army.
他们会从这个军队来听
Awesome with an army's banner song
这个军队是很威武 然后又取经旗
In other words, we are responsible now
代表就是说我们今天每一个人都有责任
We have to let them come and see the true church
我们要让他来看到真教会
They see
他们看到了
That means they listen
他们就会听
What do they do?
那他们做什么呢?
They do two actions
他们做两件事
They bless
他们祝福
And they pray
然后赞美
What does it mean?
赞美什么意思?
Other members and denominations now praising and blessing TJC, True Jesus Church.
这是意思是别的教派他会赞美跟祝福真耶稣教会
Blessing and praising means acceptance.
那这两件事就是代表他们接受了
If you praise somebody, of course you accept, otherwise you don't praise.
如果你今天赞美他, 那你一定要先接受, 不然怎么可能会赞美呢?
So this is song so beautiful, telling us that we have the responsibility to bring many more people to bless and to praise the body of Christ, the true church in the end time.
所以我们看到这边告诉我们说, 我们每一个人都有责任把别的教会的人 在末日带到神的面前，所以他们可以赞美跟接受神。
This is throughout the whole world now, happening throughout the whole world.
那我们的工作是在全世界都在进行。
For example, you know, for the past 10 years, we can see the True Church is growing mightily in Africa and other countries.
比如说，在前10年，我们看到我们真耶稣教会在非洲跟别的国家快速的发展。
Really, we got more than 100 churches and prayer houses now in Africa.
那我们现在在非洲已经超过100个教会跟祈祷所。
Many thousands of members.
几千人的信徒
These people who were baptized were actually the virgins without number, among the virgins without number.
那很多受洗的，现在我们的信徒，以前他们都是童女而已。
哦，外教会的。
外教会的信徒。
The queens and concubines.
他们是外教会的的后跟。
But after they came to the Jewish church,
当他来我们教会以后
，they said, "Wow, this is the truth."
他们就发现了真理。
And they were baptized again.
他们再同一次受洗。
This is wonderful.
这是很好。
This is God's work.
这是神的工作。
This is God's power.
这是神的能力。
But this power and God's love must be executed.By an awesome army with bands.
可是今天神的能力跟他的旨意必须要是一个威武，然后可以张开这个军旗的军队，然后来执行。
This is TJC, true Jesus, you and I.
这个军队就是我们真耶稣教会，你跟我。
We have to do this work.
这是我们的责任。
Verses 9 and verses 8 and 9 is very clear.
第八、第九节告诉我们很清楚了。
This is happening throughout the whole world.
这个是我们全世界的工作。
Really, God is doing the work. We are just following Him.
其实这个工作是神在做，我们只是跟着他。
In a country 2 years ago in East Africa.
比如说今天在东非。
2-3 years ago.
两三年前在东非。
This person, wanted to know the truth.
有一个人想要来查考圣经。
Therefore, prayed a lot. He went up to the mountain to pray.
所以他甚至跑到山顶去祷告。
He did not decide how many days he was going to pray and fast.
那虽然他没有决定说他今天要禁食祷告几天。
On the 21st day of the fasting and prayer, no food, no drink, no water. Jesus appeared to him.
他就禁食，没有吃，没有喝21天。到21天的时候，耶稣向他显现。
Jesus dressed in gold, golden apparel.
耶稣是全身发亮，像金黄金一样，穿了金袍。
金袍 apparel. And then, said to him.
所以耶稣对他说
，Arise and eat.
你起来可以吃饭。
For your journey is far.
因为你今天要走的路很长。
He was very surprised. What's going on? Must be Jesus after 21 days prayer.
那他祷告了21天，他刚开始还不知道这个是，他就想说这一定是耶稣。
And then he kept on praying.
那他继续祷告。
And then suddenly another person came along.
那后面有另外一个人来出现。
This one was dressed in bronze.
那这个人现在穿的是铜服。
But not nice to behold.
那可是看起来没有那么的显眼。
And then, therefore, he was very frightened.
那他就有点害怕。
If you are the Lord, then direct me. If not, I will rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
他说：“如果你今天是神的话，那你就带领我，不然我就把你赶掉。”
And then he disappeared.
那个就消失了。
And it was replaced by a big python snake.
那他消失以后，就看到一只很大的蛇。
He saw it with his eyes open.
他亲眼看到。
眼开着。
他眼开着看到。
Oh, he was very frightened about that. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. The snake let went.
所以他就很害怕，然后奉主圣名赶这个蛇，他就跑掉。
Actually, on the mountain, there's a battle between God and the devil.
那当然，他在这个山上，其实神跟魔鬼在征战。
God wanted him to come to the true church.
神想要他来真教会。
And the devil was trying to restrain him.
那当然，魔鬼不愿意。
But God said to him, and then God appeared. Jesus appeared to him. Okay.
所以耶稣又对他来显现。
You must go down to certain places to heal some people. I have directed you.
你必须要下山去某个地方，我那边会有人在那边等你。
医治一些人，对，医
治一些人。
And then you must come to my church.
然后你必须要来我的殿。
He was very surprised. He was already in his church for many years.
那当然，他很惊奇，因为他自己有信教很久了。
He's the leader of the church.
他也是他自己的教会的领袖。
He's got about, remember, 500 to 1,000 members.
那他的信徒大概有500到1,000个人。
And then he was very surprised.
所以他很惊讶。
Anyway, he obeyed.
可是最后他顺服。
Came down from the mountain.
他从山下来。
And he did and healed, cured people according to God's direction.
然后他就照了神的旨意去医治了许多人。
And then he went back home.
他最后回家。
His brothers, three brothers, he has got three brothers.
那他有三个兄弟。
Could not recognize him.
不认识他了。
He's very, very skinny. And so,
因为他很瘦。
Skinny, but very strong in mind.
可是他的心理很坚强。
And then he actually is he's still a person who works, you know, a lot for the charity of orphans.
那他当时也是一个常常会救
still the same one.
他还是同一个，就是常常会做这些周济的人。
Orphans, 孤儿。
就是比如说他会周济孤儿跟。
So he gets access to computer very easily.
所以他常常很容易就可以用电脑。
He has got his own computer.
他有他自己的电脑。
So he looked into the internet. He looked at, oh, 中心的 church is here.
那他就在网络上发现说，真耶稣教会在这里。
Of course, we actually communicated with him for almost 3 years.
那当然，我们花了三年的时间跟他谈教。
He invited us to go and preach to them.
然后最后就请我们去他那边传道。
And now we have baptized about 400 people.
那现在我们在他那边已经受洗大概400个信徒。
Five or six places of worship. Six, seven or eight places of worship.
那大概已经有五六个地方已经开始在敬拜，在崇拜。
And I just got an email from him yesterday.
那昨天晚上他才送一个电子邮件给我。
The church is growing.
他告诉我说教会一直在成长。
This is God's work, not our work.
那这是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
So these people were already in the beginning believers, like Cretans, concubines, and virgins with a number. But now, because of God's work, because we also help them by God's power, they have come to bless and to praise.
所以这些人原本就已经像后跟非兵跟童女，他们已经是神的，已经信神了。可是借着我们神跟我们的传教，他们可以来信。
This is happening in many countries in the world.
那这样的情况，其实在全世界很多国家都在发生。
This is our mission. We must be able to bring people to bless and to praise God.
那这是我们的责任，这是我们的目标。我们今天必须要把人带到神的面前。
Look at verse 10.
看第十节。
Who is he who looks forth as the morning fair, the morning clear, as the sun, awesome as an army of banners?
那向外观看，如晨光发现美丽，如月光皎花，如日头威武，如展开旌旗军队。
Another condition is mentioned here.
那这边又讲了另外一个条件。
If we want to be awesome as an army with banners,
如果我们今天想要威武如展开旌旗的军队的话
，we must be fair as the moon, clear as the sun.
我们今天要从晨光发现美丽的如月亮，皎洁如日头。
There are many verses in the Bible telling us that we are just like the sun.
今天圣经上告诉我们很多地方，我们就像月头、日头一样。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 tells us. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18.
箴言第四章第十八节也这样说。
Our path is just like the sunning, shining sun.
我们就好像一个很明亮的夜日头。
So sun, moon can represent believers.
那月亮跟太阳都可以代表是信徒。
But sun itself can also represent God.
那日头本身也可以代表神。
But then we have to be as fair as the moon.
可是我们同样的要如日月亮一样美丽。
It is beauty.
是很漂亮的。
We are the moon.
我们今天是月亮。
Our beauty comes from God.
我们的美丽是从神而来。
Comes from the sun.
从月亮而来。
Just like、
从太阳而来。
Just like the sun reflecting the light of God. Therefore, it can be shining in the night.
就像今天月亮可以发光，因为它是从太阳而到光，而晚上它才可以亮。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？It tells us our ability to work for God is not our own.
这就代表说，我们今天有为我们为主工作的能力不是我们自己的。
Our beauty is from God.
我们今天的美丽是从神而来。
Our ability is from the Lord.
我们今天的能力也是从他而来。
Just like the moon, moon's light is from the sun.
就像月亮今天是从太阳得了它的日光。
I think a verse very important, Ezekiel chapter 16.
那在以西结书十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 16.
以西结书十六章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14.
以西结书十六章十四节。
Ezekiel 16, 14.
以西结十六十四节。
Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed upon you, says the Lord God.
你美妙的名声传在众邦中，你十分美丽，是因我加在你身上的威荣，这是主神说的。
This is what the Lord God said to the Israelites.
这是神对以色列人说的。
You are famous, you are beautiful, not because of your own.
你美丽的名声传在列邦中，不是因为你自己。
It's because of my splendor given upon you.
而是因为我的美妙。
Today we can work for God.
今天我们可以为主工作。
We are blessed in this world.
我们今天在这个世界上得到很多福气。
Remember, this is not our own doing.
我们要记得，这不是我们自己的能力。
I might have a lot of money in the bank.
我可能在银行有很多的。
I might have many good properties in the world.
我可能今天有很多好的财产。
But they don't last forever.
可是这些都没有办法永远的存在。他们是神给我的。
So that we can work for God.
所以我们才可以为他而工。
We can be gifted to work for God.
我们今天有能力来为神工作。
Can preach the word of God in many parts of the world.
可以传他的福音到全世界各地。
Not our own work.
不是因为我们自己。
Not our power.
不是我们自己的能力。
This splendor, this power, this beauty is from God.
这个美丽，这个能力是从神而来。
And then we can be beautiful.
如果如此，我们才可以漂亮。
To be the moon is enough.
今天做月亮其实已经够了。
But we have to grow like the sun. The Bible tells us.
可是我们今天要如月像太阳一样的明亮。
That means we have to learn from Jesus Christ.
意思就是我们要从耶稣基督而学习。
As clear as the sun.
我们今天是儿子。
This is very important.
对我们来说是很重要的。
Do not rob God's glory. It means.
所以我们这边也不能夺取神的功荣耀。
To be awesome as an army with banners, we must be fair as the moon, clear as the sun.
那今天要成为一个威武如展开金皮的军队的话，我们必须要像美丽的月亮。
And we continue to work for God.
我们继续的为主而工作。
Verse 11.
这十一节。
God wants to, Jesus wants to see our work.
神想要看我们的工作。
So look at the title. So.
那有时候
title is not right.
那我们看这个。原本他的这个题目可能不太正确。
Verse 11 actually said by Jesus.
十一节是耶稣自己说的。
Jesus wants to go to the garden.
他想要去这个园里。
And to see this church, to look at our hearts.
意思就是说，他要来看我们的心。
Whether we are growing or not.
看我们有没有在成长。
Whether the valleys, the nuts, garden of nuts, the vine, the pomegranate are there blooming or not.
看这些核桃啊，这些桃园，还是这些任何的果子有没有在发芽成长。
In other words, as we work for God.
意思就是说，当我们今天在做工的时候，我们必须要生出很多的好的结果。
Because we are also as an army with banners.
因为今天我们是个可威如展旌旗的军队。
But be careful.
可是同样时间，我们要小心。
Ask God to come into us to examine ourselves.
我们要叫神进来帮我们内心
，so that we don't rob God's glory.
所以我们才不会夺取他的荣耀。
We'll give everything to God. All glory be to God.
我们要把所有的荣耀都归于他的名。
And also, at the same time, we might face with problems.
那同样的，我们可能会遇到问题。
But don't worry.
可是我们不用担心。
Because God will help us.
因为神会帮助我们。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Look at verse 12.
因为十二节说了。
Before I was aware, my soul has met me as the chariot of my noble people.
不知不觉，我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中。
And this Chinese is not very correct.
那中文的话，其实也不是翻得很好。
Who says this?
这谁说的呢
？Jesus.
耶稣说的。
Just interpret what I said, and it's easier from the English.
那我就从英文告诉你的意思。
Before I was even aware, my soul has met me. What? That means I'm very urgently helping my people.
那意思就是说，其实我还心里不知道的时候，我已经很迫切的在帮助我的人。
In other words, I help you people, the true church members.Very instantly, when we face with problems.
意思就是说，当我们今天在真耶稣教会的信徒一碰到问题的时候，神就会帮助我们。
How?
怎么帮助呢
？Jesus will become the chariot to carry us.
耶稣会变成我们的车，然后来载路
马车，
他会载。
That is what I say. I will become a chariot. I will become chariots, many to take care of my people.
意思就是说，耶稣本身会变成这个马车来载来照顾他的人。
We can rest in the.
那我们就可以安心了。
How wonderful!
是多么美好的事。
We have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神帮助我们。
To be awesome as an army with banners.
求神帮助我们变成一个威武，如同展旌旗的军队。
We have look at these verses from this chapter.
所以我们今天从这边来学习。
And we have look at many conditions.
我们看到很多的条件。
First thing is the Holy Spirit inviting Jesus to come into the garden. Verse 2.
第一个当然是第二节，我们要有圣灵求神进入我们院中。
And then we must be beautiful.
然后我们必须要美丽。
Like Tisa.
就像这个提撒一样，像耶路撒冷一样。
And then we must be able to overcome Jesus with that love.
然后我们必须要用我们的爱来胜过耶稣。
We must be obedient.
我们要顺服。
And then we must be united.
我们要同心。
We must be able to bear fruit.
然后我们要结果。
We must be like one piece of pomegranate.
我们要像一块的石榴。
I mean inner beauty.
我们要有内在美。
We must be able to shine forth still when we are veiled by problems.
那当然，我们今天碰到问题的时候，我们还是可以把我们的好行为给展现出来。
And we can bring many people to pray.To praise and to bless the Lord.
那我们今天可以带很多人来赞美跟祝福神的名。
This is the only true church. Verse 9.
知道说我们今天是唯一的得救教会。
Don't be frightened to talk about the one true church.
我们就不要害怕来传。
One true church.
我们是独一的真会。
This is not my church. Not my church.
这是我的教会。
No, not my.
这不是我的教会。
Not your church.
也不是你的。
The church of Jesus.
是神的教会。
So what's the problem? Preaching the one true church, no problem.
所以今天还有什么问题呢？应该没有问题的。
And we must be as fair as the moon, as clear as the sun.
那今天我们要美丽如月，然后清洁如日头。
We must ask Jesus to examine us.
我们要求神来审判我。
Remember, when we face problem, Jesus will carry us with His chariot.
那记得我们每当碰到问题的时候，神就像个马车一样，让我们可以安歇。如果我们今天达到这些条件
，We can be awesome as an army with banners.
我们就可以成为一个威武 威武如罗展开旌旗的军队。
Know that the Lord that we serve is alive, is living.
知道我们今天服侍的神是又真又活的。
A risen God.
我们是服侍一个已经复活的神。
51.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.